Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, community groups across Brisbane are set to receive funds under the latest round of Lord Mayor's Better Suburbs grants. Following the launch of the grants program in 2021, $4.7 million has been spread across 223 community organizations, including the Youth Advocacy Centre, Queensland Maritime Museum Association, and Southern Suburbs Rugby League Football Club. Youth Advocacy Centre CEO Catherine Hayes says the grant will allow the organisation to purchase computers and continue providing support to change the trajectory of young people's lives.
Whilst the federal government's child care subsidies kicked in this week with many set to benefit, Queensland families will see further benefits from the recent changes by the Queensland government off the back of its budget announcement. From next year, Queensland parents will no longer have to pay for their four-year-olds to attend kindergarten. The decision has been welcomed by many families, with many expected to save up to $4,600 a year.
In national news, two Australian researchers have used Indigenous names to classify newly discovered sand dragon lizards in South Australia. Instead of drawing on the norm of Latin and Greek terms to classify species, Danielle Edwards and Mark Hutchinsons have consulted traditional owners of the land the dragons were discovered on. Names such as Tinophorus jacalpa were named after the Great Victoria Desert where it lives.
A study from Monash University has revealed that job applicants with non-English names receive half as many callbacks than those with English names. The researchers sent over 12,000 applications with identical resumes to employers across Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney. The study found support for the existence of pronounced discrimination in the recruitment for leadership positions, with ethnic minorities receiving 57.4% less callbacks.
And in international news, the U.S. Secret Service has been conducting an investigation after cocaine was found in the White House during a routine inspection. Officials found a small quantity of the white powdered substance in a reference library, which is also accessible to tour groups. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says the building was briefly evacuated following the discovery. The substance has been sent out for further testing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.